Are you going to do this milk and Pepsi thing the right way now?
Yes. Apparently, according to tribe members, you're supposed to pour the milk in first, equal parts, and then
equal
the Pepsi.
Equal parts!
Right. So we got Pepsi.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Pepsi saying, hey, you know what? You want to have a nice holiday drink? Put the Pepsi in with the milk, and
exactly.
There you go.
Okay, so I got equal parts.
Boss Keith is here.
I'm hoping AJ made like Laverne and Shirley references already, right?
He did.
Okay, good. Thank
it
God.
It was the first thing.
I was worried.
Okay. I have 2 glasses of liquid.
Yeah, right. Good call, yeah.
Just, you know.
All right, so milk, Pepsi, equal parts, 2 different cups. Now you're going to mix them.
Right, so I got the milk. I'm pouring the Pepsi into the milk as per what this person said.
Okay. Anthony, yeah.
Anthony?
He says he's been doing this since he was a kid.
Really?
He's 55 and he still drinks it.
It looks like chocolate milk. Yeah, or
iced coffee. So here we go.
God, what it's you do lighter, to your insides.
It's lighter than an iced coffee now.
Oh, that's much better.
Really?
That's much better. That's tasty.
It's tasty like you would drink it another time? Like
he's
a
having another
Tuesday.
Sip right now.
Yeah, it's good.
That's all right, weird. Make me one when you get a chance. Now I'll try it.
You want to see my drops?
No one died yet.
Right. It's it's fine.
The human guinea pig is still alive.
Poor guy's been to the hospital 57 times. Right. Oh, you should drink this weird drink, too.
Mostly show related.
Right.
It's going to be the new garage beverage.
I mean, you're having another sip. You must really like it.
It's good.
It looks like you're going to finish the whole thing.
I am going to finish it. That's kind of like a little bit of a shake flavor to it.
Wow. Yeah.
What would you eat to go with that beverage?
Cookies?
Cookies, yeah. Nothing salty, nothing spicy.
Like a desserty kind of snack.
Exactly.
And why is this a Christmas drink?
I don't know.
Because Pepsi wants to sell Pepsi.
Right, yeah. Right. All of a sudden, they got Lindsay Lohan to dress sexy and make one on TV.
No, it's pretty genius on their part.
Yeah, it is.
And
plus,
I think
you look good.
They're doing some promotion where, like, if you at or hashtag or whatever, yourself doing this, you get in the running for some prize or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, AJ, missed opportunity.
I mean, I don't even like regular Pepsi. I don't like Pepsi. I'm a Coke person.
Yeah.
Right, so I don't want this.
I lean towards Coke also, a cola.
But, I don't drink soda.
You don't drink any soda?
No, none.
No, me neither. I drink seltzer.
That's why everybody's so healthy in here.
No, water, Red Bull, coffee during the week.
Red Bull kind of throws that off, but all right.
Weekends.
It's just booze.
There's
it's
your wrench.
What Where are you going? Oh, you're delivering.
Oh, you're bringing it to me?
No, it's like you're a bartender.
Oh, my God.
I used to be a
bartender. Thank you, sir. I'm going to give you a tip.
I used to be a bartender, so.
But you don't drink soda. This is even weirder. You're going to hate it.
This is gross.
You think it's gross?
It's gross.
Oh, I liked it.
Well, it's you don't gross. Like soda, so.
Right, yeah.
You're not going to like it.
I don't drink soda all the time. I'm more of a Coke than Pepsi person, but it's not bad.
You know what the problem is? You look at it and you think it's like tasty. And then you drink.
Right.
If I thought it was going to be gross, I would have been ready for it.
I mean, like I said, an hour from now, if you hear, you know, moaning from the men's room,
it'll be you.
Just keep walking and don't light a match.
All right. Boss Keith's top five.
Okay. Today's top five are about Christmas lights and my problems with Christmas lights.
Okay.
Now, remember, I'm trying to be more festive this year.
Right.
That was one of my top fives a few weeks ago. But I mean, I have a lot of issues with Christmas lights. Number five. These inflatables in the people's yards.
Uh-huh.
Who is thinking that my yard will look better if I have a giant-ass Grinch? Or like these huge, it looks like Disney World exploded. I think it looks gaudy. I think it looks terrible. I think it makes my property value go down. I hate it.
You're not going to sell the house with that.
Yeah, you don't leave it up all year. If it's August, yeah, there's a problem.
But I drive down my street, and there's a guy with, like, a giant Grinch and a giant Rudolph. And why do you think this looks good? It doesn't look good. It looks ridiculous. It looks like you're having a weird yard sale. I hate it.
You know, there's an easy fix for that. You go to, like, any sporting goods, you get a bow and arrow. Hunger Games time!
Now, and I'm not a, like, put the Christ back in Christmas kind of guy, but imagine Jesus shows back up.
Right.
And Jesus goes, oh, they're celebrating my birthday. What are these inflatables?
Right.
What has happened?
Oh, there should be an inflatable Jesus. That'd be cool.
There certainly is.
They should be. That'd be cool.
I haven't seen one.
I guarantee you there's an inflatable
Jesus.
A
nice big one.
Yeah.
Keith, I sent you a text. That was my parents' yard the day after Thanksgiving.
Do they have inflatables?
Two of them.
Didn't they have, like, the snow? snow miser? The bubble.
It's like the snowman and bubble. Frosty giant. Like,
yeah.
And they think that looks good. They say, like, look at how awesome our yard looks.
Nope, they call it Tacky Town.
Right. Oh, so
Tacky Town.
Oh, so they embrace the fit. Oh, well, I got
it. It says here,
that.
Keeps Keith away.
I hate it. All right, number four. There's a new trend last few years of a box that goes in your yard and shoots fake lights on your house. Have you seen this? It makes it makes your house look like a giant screensaver.
Yeah, yeah.
I also don't like that because I think it's the lazy man's way out of doing Christmas lights. If you're going to do lights, you got to get on the ladder, you got to have the staple gun, you got to be on the roof.
Well, it's more environmentally safe.
I think it's
so
dumb.
So really, Keith, if you're out and you have to make a phone call, you should walk to a payphone.
Yeah.
Because right. The cell phone's the easy way.
Right. Right. I don't like the easy
lazy
right.
man's
right.
phone call.
Lazy man's right. phone call.
If you're
call.
Going somewhere, right. you should get on a horse.
Yes. Or walk.
I agree with all of those.
Or walk.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to make nachos, you can't microwave it. That's not okay.
I hate anything new.
If you want to light a cigar, you got to rub two sticks together.
Right, exactly.
But it doesn't look as good.
Wait for lightning.
You know, it doesn't look as pretty. It looks like a screensaver. It should be those flying toasters from the 90s that people used to have.
You know, it'd be cool, like a swirling blue circle, like it went out.
like it's buffering.
My house is buffering. That'd be cool.
All right, number three. This is confusing. The perfect lights. I don't like those either. So I don't like inflatables, but I'm also mad at my neighbor who has the most perfect lights. So I have inflatable town.
Oh my God,
on
there's
my
no
left.
Middle ground left.
Right,
you covered everything.
Right. So you drive by this guy's house, and it looks like the Home Alone house. It is so beautifully done that you know he sits there, and he's got to be mad at Rudolph Town next to me.
Maybe.
But he's got to look at my house with my sort of fake candles and my nonsense and say, this guy, just a disappointment to the neighborhood.
There's going
to
be a neighborhood meeting about you.
Right.
We're going to buy your house.
Well, they can't be mad at me. They got to be mad.
But he's doing something.
Nothing. Right. They got to be more mad at Rudolph. He's got to be more mad at big, giant Rudolph than me. My house is simple. It's understated. But he...
What is your house?
So it's just fake candles in the window and the trees. And we'll get to why in a second that there's not more.
Okay. But fake candles, though, what's that all about?
They look nice. They like fake flicker in all the windows.
In the
so
windows,
they look like real candles.
Yeah,
but
oh, they're not real candles? You do it right.
No. I'm afraid.
If you're going to do... Can you do the real candle?
That's the lazy man's candle.
That's lazy man candle.
And they're on that timer, so at 4 o'clock, so when I get home at night, they're like all lit up. So the timers are fun. And I fun. Anyhow, number three. Number two. The usual complaint, people leave the lights up too long. People get mad. They're still up in February. But I think that they should all come down December 26th. I think there should be a law that says, this is it, December 26th, you're over. I will allow the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Great, have fun. I guess Christmas starts like the day after Halloween. But the Wednesday before Thanksgiving till December 26th, the morning, everything comes down. That's how it should go. People leave their lights up till New Year's. It's the 12 days of Christmas or whatever, some fake thing, January 6th. No, they all come down December 26th. That's
AJ,
how it should go.
What is that fake thing, January 6th?
It's Three Kings Day.
That's what it is. Yeah. I don't know what that
means.
Fake.
That's when the three kings actually gave Jesus.
But is it a Catholic thing?
Yeah. But my mom's Puerto Rican. They celebrate Three Kings Day.
It's fake. It's a fake day.
You get presents.
Right.
I'm gonna
put lights in my windows.
You put straw
under
your bed.
Get presents on Christmas Day.
You put straw under your bed, then you get presents.
But the religious part of it, that's fake.
The three kings come by. They bring you presents. Yeah.
And yes, it is a Christian thing.
Wait, am I supposed to get more presents on Three Kings Day?
My mom did.
So you got presents on Three Kings Day?
No, we didn't. You know, she told us, but we never celebrated. My mom wasn't stupid.
This is a thing. But
you got enough gifts on Christmas. Yeah.
So that's the frankincense and myrrh nonsense. That's the day they show up with the stuff.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
If you want to save money, just wait till that day to buy Christmas gifts.
I wasn't claiming to know, but AJ's like the expert in this.
I just know that my mom, the lights didn't come down until after January 6th.
Ugh. December 26th, they come down. It's over. You've had your fun. We're on to New Year's.
Yeah. You're listening to Keith be more festive this year. If you're confused.
Remember last year set the place on fire?
I'm right about
deep
that,
breath,
though. It's stupid.
Deep breaths. Deep
if
breaths.
You're driving in your neighborhood and it's January the 9th and the lights are still up, it's stupid. We're on to Valentine's Day. Like, it's over. We're in the deep, dark hell of winter. Take your lights down.
We have to get ferocious to follow you with a camera. Seriously. You knock on the door and ask them why they're still up. It's probably, you're going to hear things like, I'm a single mom with eight kids.
Wow.
I work three jobs.
Wow.
I've the lights up for the kids. Wow. One's in a wheelchair.
Oh, God,
all he wanted was lights.
Wow, that Marine just punched him out.
Right, my husband's been deployed.
Oh, he sees his feet sticking out of the bushes.
Oh, God.
Frank at Derby?
Yes.
Hey. Good morning.
So the lights supposedly should stay up till Three Kings Day.
Oh, yes. Right. Great.
The Christmas stuff.
Yes.
But by what rule?
January 5th or whatever.
January 6th.
Around
yeah.
There. Yeah, whatever. Yep.
Whatever.
What? Great. He knows about as much as AJ knows.
Checker. Oh, hold on. Frank, thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Great. Can we get a priest?
Patricia, Long Island.
Okay, wait, this is way too funny, but I couldn't help myself. I had to call you. So.
You sound legit.
Right. I knew AJ was going to buy it immediately.
Ma, I hate the ma.
Go ahead.
And you guys, January 6th is truly epiphany. That was when the three kings came to celebrate the nativity of Jesus. So they came with the three gifts. I don't remember which they are right now.
Frankincense.
True holiday. It is a true holiday. So the Christmas trees and the Christmas ornaments should definitely stay on until January 6th. After that, I agree 100%. Let's take them out, please. It's annoying.
Coquito for everyone.
So wait. So January 6th, it took them from the 25th. To the 6th to make their trip.
Yeah, they're on the camels or whatever.
Yeah, right. Back then, it was well, there were no phones or no social media.
Right.
It's like, hey, Jesus was born. You see this on Instagram?
The GPS.
We got to go.
The GPS was a star.
Right. They followed the light or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
AJ, did you ever eat Three Kings cake?
No.
Actually, I haven't, but I think, yeah, I would love to, too. Send me one.
Yes, seriously. Get bacon at you.
I'm in a wormhole now on this on the internet. I'm reading all about it. It's a cake that has a toy inside.
That's the best.
That's perfect.
So you cut the cake, and whoever gets the piece with the toy inside gets to keep it.
Nice. Or gets to go to the hospital.
I don't hate that.
It can't be plastic.
Keith will put a mouse trap in it.
Thank you, Patricia.
Just to set the record straight, they brought frankincense, myrrh, and something else.
Gold.
Oh.
Right. So they're on their... They see the light or whatever. They're on their camels.
There was one good gift giver.
If you remember the song, it says, a child, we must bring him silver and gold.
Mm.
What
song is that?
We must bring him silver and gold. I don't know. It's one of the Christmas tunes.
Great. Okay, number one. The reason the list, by the way, is why I hate Christmas lights. Not my key problem.
Just the lights.
Not Keith's problem with Three Kings Day or whatever.
Well, you called it a fake holiday. That's what happens when you say that.
Christmas ends.
It's even more festive.
Christmas ends at 6 p.m. on December 25th. That is when Christmas is over. The MFN tree comes down, and we're done. We're on to New Year's, and then it's dark hell January, and then it's Valentine's
Day. You should write for Hallmark.
Right. Everybody knows 6 p.m. on the 25th. That's when PLR stops playing Christmas songs. We say 6 p.m., it's over. Back to back in black. You got to have a system.
You want
to
be more festive. Maybe you should celebrate Three Kings Day. You're talking about January has nothing good. Throw this
and I
holiday.
Hate January.
Should we call somebody?
I was in a great mood. I don't know why I'm mad. I felt great earlier.
You're so angry. What the hell, man?
We've been asking this for 10 years.
This restaurant near my house, the salad bar reopened. I'm going there tonight. I love a salad bar.
Happy.
Like, I feel good.
Didn't you have a list?
Yeah. Okay. Right. So I'm sorry. God damn it. Okay, number one. So this isn't going to make it any better. The number one's the worst of them all. The number one reason why I hate Christmas lights is the complaints of the children. My children want me to, like, get on the roof and hang the lights and this and that, and I'm just never doing it.
That's not the reason why.
They want that life insurance. Somebody's going to get $500,000.
Right.
So if I'm very nervous about anything outside. I don't like to be on ladders. I'm terrible with staple guns. We all know that I'm not very handy. Can you imagine the nightmare of lights that I would come up with if I had to do this outside? So there are no outside lights. There are the fake candles in the window. There's the fake Christmas tree. And that's it. That's what the Keith house looks like. And it's fine.
You know what I'm thinking? 20 grand, him in the bucket truck.
I'd rather puke.
You ever drive by, they have those, their ornaments, it's like decorations, but it looks like a guy's hanging from the gutter.
Yes.
would be him. Right. And the neighbors would be like, wow, that's realistic.
That's so
wow, Keith stepped up.
He even yells and screams and curses.
But none of you guys go on ladders and hang up lights, right?
No.
Right, so it's not just me.
I don't have two young girls.
We didn't bring it up. You did.
It's cold for the kids.
It's a cold hell.
Why don't you just get one of those boxes that
shut
just
up.
Sprays nice.
Goodbye.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.